This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the path to Vikasit Bharat lies in the unity of the people. The Prime Minister noted that despite facing many difficult situations, Goa not only preserved its original culture but also rejuvenated it over time. Addressing a gathering of devotees at the Sarada Panchashat Manotsav of Sri Samsthan Gokarna Partagali Jivottam Math near Kankona, Goa, he lauded the historic monastery for its enduring contribution to society.
आज जब इस पवित्र मठ के 550 वर्ष पूरे हो रहे हैं तब हम इतिहास का उत्सव मनाने के साथ ही भविष्य की दिशा भी तय कर रहे हैं। विकसित भारत का रास्ता एकता से होकर जाता है। जब समाज जुड़ता है, जब हर क्षेत्र हर वर्ग एक साथ खड़ा होता है तभी राष्ट्र बड़ी छलांग लगाता है। श्री संस्थान गोकर्ण पर्तगाली जीवोत्तम मठ का प्रमुख ध्येय लोगों को जोड़ना, मन को जोड़ना, परंपरा और आधुनिकता के बीच सेतु बनना है। इसलिए विकसित भारत की यात्रा में ये मठ एक प्रमुख प्रेरणा केंद्र की भूमिका में भी है।
The Prime Minister unveiled a 77-foot bronze statue of Prabhu Shri Ram at Partagali. He also inaugurated a new Ramayana theme park garden and a 10,000-square-foot museum dedicated to Lord Ram developed as part of the celebrations. Mr. Modi further released a special postal stamp and a commemorative coin before addressing the gathering. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Raipur to participate in the All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police being held in Chhattisgarh. The three-day conference commenced at the Indian Institute of Management in Nava Raipur yesterday. The Prime Minister will preside over various sessions of the conference scheduled today and tomorrow. The Prime Minister will also present the President's Police Medal for distinguished service during the conference. The country's gross domestic product GDP registered a robust 8.2% growth in the second quarter of the current financial year, driven by strong performance in the manufacturing, secondary and tertiary sectors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman hailed the growth and affirmed that the government will continue to advance reforms and strengthen ease of living for every citizen. The Election Commission said more than 50 crore 68 lakh enumeration forms have been distributed among electors since the launch of Special Intensive Revision SIR Phase 2. It is 99.43% of nearly 51 crore electors to be covered in this phase. The second phase of SIR of electoral rolls has commenced on 4th of this month in 9 states and 3 union territories. The cyclonic storm Dithwa continues to wreak havoc in Sri Lanka, triggering floods and landslides across multiple regions, leaving homes destroyed and transport links cut off. India has rushed emergency assistance under Operation Sagar Bandhu, with naval ships delivering essential relief supplies. The Disaster Management Center confirms 69 deaths, 34 missing, and more than 2,19,000 people affected. Meanwhile, in view of the expected extreme weather conditions associated with Cyclone Dithwa, IndiGo has cancelled several flight services scheduled for today at Puducherry Airport. Passengers have been advised to check with the airline for further updates. Considering the possibility of very heavy rainfall, the Puducherry government has announced holiday today for schools and colleges. India has been re-elected to the Council of the International Maritime Organization, IMO, for 2026-27 with highest vote tally. The council elections were held during the 34th session of IMO Assembly at London. India secured the highest number of votes in the category comprising 10 countries with the largest interest in international seaborne trade. It received 154 out of 169 valid votes cast during the election. In hockey, defending champion Germany, along with Argentina and Belgium, opened their campaigns with victories at the FIH Men's Junior World Cup 2025 in Tamil Nadu. In Group A matches, Germany beat South Africa and Ireland edged Canada. And with that, we end this news bulletin.